And I know that you were meeting up with someone who had had a breakdown and had had to take some time off work. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I was introduced to this lady back in October. She's in her early 50s, and she was suicidally depressed. She was off work, signed off work, and had been for quite a while. And she wanted to talk about one of her children who was a heroin addict. She felt that that was why she was so depressed. She had a very influential job and was well known in her local community, and she was really ashamed to have a son who was an addict. And so we agreed that we'd start to meet every week, and because she lives the far side of Buckinghamshire, we sort of meet halfway. And she just started telling me her story, and it was a really difficult life that she'd had. But I just kept feeling there was just something more, really. So we talked around a few things, and after about, I suppose, 12 weeks, when I guess she felt she trusted me enough, she said, it's all right for you, but you haven't done what I've done. I've done something really terrible that I can't forgive myself for, and I know I can never be forgiven. And I said, well, you know, I've done loads of things that I feel that way about too. And I said, if you felt you could share it, then, you know, I'd feel really privileged. And so she did. And the thing that had just dominated her life for 30 years was that 30 years ago, when she was early 20s, she her marriage broke up, and she had two children. She had an affair. And then that relationship broke up, but she found she was pregnant, and because she was now a single parent with two children, she felt the best decision at the time was to have an abortion. And for 30 years she'd lived feeling and knowing that she was a murderess. She said she knew that God said, you shall not murder, and so she felt she was outside of God's love. And, you know, just as we've been learning tonight, God is a holy God. But what she needed to know was that we also have a God who really, really, really loves us. And I cried when she told me that for 30 years she'd lived in shame. And she also lived in fear that God was going to punish her by taking away one of her children. And she thought this son, who was a heroin addict, was the one that God was going to punish her with, and that he would die. And I just wept, because this isn't the God that I know. And I said, this is not the God that I believe in. This God, he is a holy God. But actually Jesus said that he came for sinners, not for people who think they're already good enough. And she said, well, okay, so what do I do? So I said, well, you know, you can just ask God to forgive you, and that's it. He'll forgive you. And she said, well, that's a cop-out, isn't it? You can just do what you like all your life. And I said, well, it does sound outrageous. I agree. But it does say that. And she said, well, where does it say that? And I can never remember. So I typed out the verse, and I said, well, I'll send it to you. And I said, when you go home, when you get this, you can have this in front of you to reassure you, and you can say to God that I'm sick to death of living a life of shame and fear, and I just can't live with myself, because I know that what I did was wrong. And that's it, really. And I understand that, you know, that's, well, I just want to know you, God. So that's what she did. And so the next week when we met, she came in and said, well, I did it. So I said, oh, really? So she said, yeah. She said, I prayed to God. And she said, actually, nothing happened. So I said, oh. And she said, in fact, the next 2 days, I was really sick. I felt so ill. And but she said, the next day, the next morning, I woke up, the Saturday morning, and she said, I woke up and she thought, oh, I feel really good, actually. And the sun's shining, and, oh, my joints don't hurt either, because she'd had a lot of health problems. She said, but I feel really good. And she got up and started doing housework, which she hadn't done for a long time. And then on the Monday morning, she said, I really felt that maybe I could go back to work. So she said, I went in to visit my workplace and to talk about it. And she said, my line manager said, what an excellent job I'd always done. And she said, I wondered if that was God, because she said he'd never praised me ever. So I said, well, I think it might be God working in your life. So she said, well, is that what it's like? And I said, yes, it can just be a peaceful thing. And she said, well, do you know? She said, I have felt peaceful. She said, I don't feel ashamed anymore. I really feel that I can accept myself. Well, anyway, what I have to say is that I met with her a month ago, and she's joined a local church now where she feels really accepted, and she has a prayer partner. And she said to me at our last meeting, is there anything I can pray for you? So I'm really looking forward to seeing her in a couple of months. So that's it. We have a holy God, and we have a very loving God. Yes. That is really sad to see us living in shame and fear. So don't, if that's you.
Excellent. Excellent. Come on, let's thank Jesus for that. It's amazing. So good.